USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Obamacare is still in force. Despite a federal judge's decision on Friday to strike down the Affordable Care Act, and of this most recent ruling in the ongoing battle, Republican Senator Susan Collins says,
this will be overturned on appeal.
She spoke on CNN's State of the Union last night at a congressional ball. President Trump said this should be an opportunity for the two parties to come together and design something to replace Obamacare.
And if the Republicans and the Democrats get together, we are going to end up with incredible health care.
Top Senate Democrat Chuck Schumer insisting President Trump won't be getting his border wall. Schumer saying on NBC's Meet the Press, we can't, quote, let the president's temper tantrum lead to a government shutdown over it. And this is USA Radio News.
Have you gained any weight this year? What about this month with all the good food everywhere? If you were taking Calitrin, that answer would be no. In fact, you would have lost weight. Yes, even during this eating season. Just listen to what people have to say about Calitrin.
Hi, my name is Chantel, and I've lost 20 pounds taking Calitrin. I went from a size 16 to a size 12. I really enjoy the product, and I would recommend it to anyone and everyone who would like to lose weight and feel better about themselves.
Hi, I'm Alice. Been on Calitrin now for a little while and lost 40 pounds. Went from a size 51 waist to a size 42, and never felt better in my life. Nothing has beat or compared to this at all. I would highly recommend it.
My name is Joyce, and I'm from Texas. I've used Calitrin for a while, and I've lost 61 pounds, and it makes my sister-in-laws jealous. It really works.
See? Calitrin is proven for results and proven for safety. Check it out at TopLoss.com. That's TopLoss.com.
In Alabama, a man killed by an officer during a mall shooting on Thanksgiving is being remembered. A vigil organized by the NAACP held last night to remember the life of Emantic Bradford Jr., the 21-year-old misidentified as a gunman who shot two people in a mall on Thanksgiving night in Hoover, Alabama. Bradford was shot and killed by a police officer working as mall security. Last night, Bradford's father gave an emotional speech saying, "I will get justice." Health and Human Services Chief Alex Azar says a new policy since he's come aboard has led to fewer legal opioid prescriptions.
As a result, we're seeing deaths from opioid overdose plateauing. We're seeing utilization of opioids reducing. We're seeing first-time use of heroin coming down. So all the trends are in the right direction.
He spoke on Justice with Judge Jeanine on Fox. Iowa Dems make former VP Joe Biden the early favorite for their party's 2020 White House nominee. This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
A $25,000 reward is now being offered for information leading to the location and safe return of missing Colorado mother Kelsey Barrett. The reward made available through an anonymous donation after investigators executed a search warrant at the home of her fiancé on Friday. Patrick Frazee believed to be the last person to see Barrett alive. Democrats continue to slam President Trump's decision to appoint his budget director and acting director of the Consumer Financial Protection Bureau, Mick Mulvaney, to also now be his acting White House chief of staff. More from USA Radio's Rick Vinson.
Democratic Congressman John Garamendi of California says the upheaval at the White House is bordering on the ridiculous.
It is absolutely crazy time. Mulvaney has now three jobs. First of all, acting is the right word. The president has not had a chief of staff. He's trying to do it all by himself, and the result is ultimate chaos.
Trump announced last week that John Kelly, who served in the post for more than a year, would soon be departing. The president's first choice was Nick Ayers, the vice president's chief of staff, who bowed out after being unable to come to an agreement on how long he would serve in the post. Earlier Friday, former New Jersey Governor Chris Christie withdrew from consideration to serve as chief of staff.
And so-called yellow vest protesters are dwindling in France after five straight weekends of chaos. Reports are yesterday's demonstrations drew about half the number of last week's anti-government protests. And for USA Radio News,